Now, Margaret Mills is back with me this afternoon. And Margaret, I think you were going to talk about Queen Victoria going to Epping Forest. I just have the vision of her going there, putting a blanket on the ground. We are not amused.
We are not amused. Did she ever say that? We're not sure.
No, probably not.
No. Queen Victoria actually came to open Epping Forest.
Oh, really?
To the public in May 1882. There'd been an Act of Parliament 4 years previously called the Epping Forest Act of 1878 because there was real concern that the forest would be built on and taken for other purposes. Gradually, piecemeal, it would be built over. And so the 1878 appointed the Corporation of the City of London as conservators of the forest and hopefully prevent it being built on so that people could carry on enjoying it for centuries to come. Mm. And Queen Victoria in 1882 was invited to come and do the official opening of the forest. And so she came along, complete with one of her sons, mm-hmm. Prince Arthur, one of her daughters, Princess Louise. She didn't stay very long. Just in long enough to make a little speech declaring that she was opening the forest to the people for the enjoyment of the people forever.
And long enough to buy an ice cream.
I don't think she did. No. But she seems to have quite enjoyed herself. It's reported that she was on quite good form and actually smiling while she was here.
Wow, there we are.
So her words have been carried out. And, of course, Epping Forest is open to the enjoyment of the people forever.
Good stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Scott.
And what about next week?
Next week we're going to Dunmo to look at who or what is the Dunmo Flitch.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.